13 men who spent a total of 120 years on death row gathered in a church courtyard Friday on Madison's Capitol Square to tell the stories of how they fought to avoid execution for crimes they didn't commit.
My name is Randy Steidel. I spent 12 years on death row in Illinois, despite the fact that I was innocent. If Illinois had their way, I'd be dead today. Wisconsin does not need the death penalty.
One by one, they stepped to the microphone to tell the stories of their wrongful convictions and to urge a no vote on Wisconsin's death penalty referendum. But their argument against capital punishment wasn't only the risk of executing the innocent. Darby Tillis, who spent 9 years on death row and is now a devout Christian, said execution won't deter crime, as its proponents claim.
If you kill every man on death row today, your streets would not be any safer tonight. So killing is not the answer. Jesus is the answer, the remedy, and the antidote.
Another exoneree who spent 10 years on death row in Arizona for a murder he didn't commit, Ray Crone, challenged the argument of death penalty supporters that murder victims' families deserve to take revenge.
I was on death row when they were taking people to be executed. There wasn't none of them crying and whining, don't kill me. We all came to the belief, say, kill me, do me a favor. It's got to be a lot better being dead than waking up here every day. You really want them to suffer? You want to have that need for revenge? Make them wake up every day in prison, never getting out. No chance of ever getting out. You got your suffrage, you got your revenge, and you know what? Then the victims can finally start their healing process that they need so sorely and so badly.
Crone and the other exonerees who spoke are part of a national organization called Witness to Innocence. They met in Madison over the weekend. Over the next 2 days, their members will speak at public libraries, churches, and universities in 7 Wisconsin communities. The most recent poll suggests a majority of Wisconsin voters plan to vote yes on the death penalty referendum. These former convicts hope to tip the balance the other way. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.